Blog Talk Radio.
You know what he's doing? He's looking down and going, I don't recognize that number.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
That is great.
Greetings. Cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Oh, my God. Your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hey, los cachos.
Play it once then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who goes to restaurants just to watch mothers breastfeed in public, the irrepressible J-Man. Oh, shit. Shoot.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
I have never been the same since you changed all this up.
It's in the same spot that it always
is. I know that. Hey, from now on, as soon as I say the J-Man, you just hit it. How about that?
You know, supposedly you do something like 2-3 times, it becomes a habit for most people.
Well, maybe I'm just not feeling it.
I guess so. Fine.
Oh,
jeez.
God.
All right. Well, that was exciting.
Yeah,
welcome and hola.
Yeah, well, at least no one was in the chat room, so they didn't notice, Jay.
Well, there's the people out there listening on their mobile devices.
And I'm sure there's thousands.
There's the people on their iPhones and Droids and iPads and what have yous.
Yes. Yeah.
People who are afraid to come in the chat room.
Make themselves quasi-known. They don't want to be labeled with the label guest.
Yeah, exactly. It embarrasses them. They don't want to be seen in public listening to us.
We get a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Totally understandable.
Yeah.
So how's it going today, Matt? How you doing?
A little tired, but oh my God, this was the greatest week of my life. I don't think the sun shone all week. Finally, it's out today, but it's a little coolish and windy. Oh.
Well, and at least you found something wrong with it.
Well, it's what? Almost the middle of May, and it's like 55 degrees out.
Oh.
Come on, give me a break.
Yeah. It should be a little warmer than that.
Yeah.
It's kind of chilly this morning. It's down in the 40s. Kind of had the covers wrapped around me a little this morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, J-Man. We almost had a little Donnybrook here in the Bagwine Digs this morning because less than 30 minutes ago, Schmoop turned the heat on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, we can't have the studio all heated up like that.
No, exactly.
Because you're slaving over a hot phone for 2 solid hours.
Exactly.
Bring entertainment and happiness to the masses.
Right.
And you work up, you know, it warms you up to do that.
I was already sweating.
Yeah, let's see, that's hot.
With excitement.
And anticipation.
Exactly. So anything going on down there in God's country.
Well, I tell you, things have been fairly quiet still down here.
Really?
Still nobody upstairs. Upstairs apartment still sitting empty.
Well, if moving, I could move down there.
Now you could just, and then we could sit here and listen to you pace back and forth.
Yeah, you'd love it.
I'll bet. And then Sunday mornings, as you, you know, trying to upload audio and BTR not working, I could hear you. God damn it! That'd be fun.
Oh yeah. It was pretty loud here this morning. Old Matty boy, and you can tell I'm a little ticked because I'm talking in third person. Matty boy was a little upset this morning.
Yeah, and then the heat came on.
And then the heat came on. Yeah. I think that's the reason why it did.
Uh-huh.
He just wanted a pile on.
There you go. Just trying to entertain herself a little.
Yeah.
And lots of sappy, over-the-top, and sometimes sad Mother's Day tributes Facebook today.
Oh, boy.
Just a little more than I could take, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, Jay, you know my new schedule. I go to bed relatively early on Saturday night to get up and at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like 6:30 on Sunday. 6:30 Sunday morning. Mom, I wish you hadn't have died. I love you, though. I'll carry a candle for you. Oh, my God. Jesus, criminy. Can't I have a cup of coffee first?
Just think what it's going to look like this afternoon after everybody started drinking. Oh,
my God.
Because now that'll be the interesting ones, actually. That'll be the ones that, you know, like, yeah, well, fuck you, Mom.
And then, Jay, I felt bad because there was one that said, like, if you love a mother, you've lost. And I didn't like it. So I'm just saying, I hate you, Mom.
Exactly. Well, hell, if you didn't change your Facebook profile picture to a picture of your mother, then you apparently hate your mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I didn't even get to be the first person to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, who beat you to it, Jay?
Some a-hole on Facebook jumped
really?
In there.
What was his name?
You? His name was you?
Well, you know. Well, you know, Jay, I have to wish other people's mom
happy
Mother's Day because, well, you know, mine's dead.
You have to celebrate Mother's Day vicariously
exactly.
through other people's mom.
Uh-huh. And then I was hoping, you know, maybe out of the deal I could get a chop steak from Colton's.
Oh, yeah, that'd be delicious.
Yeah, there you go. And some onion rings. They have onion rings down there?
Oh, do they ever.
Are they good?
Oh, outstanding. And steak fries.
Oh, yeah, I like steak fries, too.
Yeah, onion rings, big onion rings.
Really?
Big, batter dipped.
Yeah.
Then deep fried in the same deep fried grease they've been using for 10 years.
Man, I might have to excuse myself here for a minute.
Yeah, you get that chopped steak covered in sautéed onions and peppers.
Oh, yeah.
With some steak fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all.
And the flavors just mingle across the plate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. That's hot.
What
well,
are
you, know,
you guys doing today?
Well, I was going to tell you, there was a big Mother's Day party up here yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Rhino and his mom came through. Rhino and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a TV series, doesn't it? Rhino and the Wife.
A little catchy theme music to that. And
yeah.
A little 30-minute sitcom.
We could just use the theme music from BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, why
whatever
not?
Whatever it was, we could use it. Hey-o. But But anyway, Ryan's one living grandma, Jay. She was, oh, we had a chuckle from the live studio audience. She was a little upset.
Oh.
Because they were having the Mother's Day party on Saturday and not today. Because she likes to celebrate the holiday on the holiday.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they established today as Mother's Day for a reason.
Yes.
They didn't say Mother's Day either Saturday or Sunday.
No, they didn't.
Huh. Okay.
But so, she
I'm siding with Grandma on this one.
Are you really? Here's the thing, though, Jay. The reason she was truly upset is because her other daughter was having a party for her husband's family on this day. So she got,
ooh,
you know, yeah.
Oh, she got moved over to the...
She got slighted.
The kids' table version of
exactly.
Mother's Day.
Exactly. She got shoved to the rickety card table.
And the metal folding chair.
Yeah, and she didn't get any breast meat. She just got a wing.
Yeah, and she got a middle piece from the cake rather than a side or corner.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a rough time right there, Grandma.
Yeah, especially
see how we treat the elderly in this country?
I know, especially when you're pushing 80.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get over these things.
No. Not if you're Irish, you don't. Don't let go.
Well, it's even worse. She's German.
Even worse.
Well, you better watch that, daughter.
Well, you're going to see Blitzkrieg in action.
I was going to say, there could be some Grandma Krieg coming on.
Uh-huh. Hey, there's Katie girl in the chat room.
Hey, Katie. How you doing, Katie?
All right. So we know the chat room works.
It's just bringing in some ne'er-do-wells. kidding, Katie. So, any big plans for J-Mom today?
No, you know, J-Mom doesn't really give a flip about Mother's Day and these silly made-up Hallmark holidays.
Exactly. Actually, it's not, Jay. I did some research.
Oh, boy.
No, and I'm serious. It was a grandma or a mom out of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously. And
No. I'll make it all about herself. Okay.
No, she was actually not. She lost a daughter who was a mother, and she just wanted a day to recognize mothers who had died and stuff like that. And in 1914, it was Woodrow Wilson who made it a national holiday. And then that's when all the florists and confectioners and those types. Yes.
Commercialized it and
exactly.
Ruined it.
Yeah, she just wanted a day to honor her daughter who was a mother.
Well, you know, see, that's pretty nice. That's much like what Memorial Day was supposed to be.
Yes.
Back in the day before it became a day for mattress sales.
Yeah, exactly. When they called it Decoration Day.
Mm-hmm.
And because they used to call it Decoration Day, I think it was actually started in the South where they would go put flowers and decorate the graves of the rebel soldiers.
You know what? I think that's right. I think I read that. I read it on the internet, so.
So it must be true.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, every Mother's Day, I like to give the warm and heartfelt shout-out that our good friend Mr. Vinny Bond gave on Twitter a couple of years ago, because I think it really tells us everything about Mother's Day and how much it means to people. And it was, Happy Mother's Day to all those who qualify.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I just like the idea that you have to qualify.
Well, you do. And I'll tell you what. And I know what he's saying. Well, he may not have meant it, but I'll mean it for him. Everyone's a mother now, whether you have a pet or you're a woman. Oh, give me a break. No,
you
may be right.
Yeah, you have your little bird.
Yeah.
You're the mommy. You're the bird. No. You're the bird's mommy.
I'm sorry if you're barren or you're too ugly to get married and have a child with someone. No, you're not a mother, and it's not your day. Oh.
Now you make a good point there.
Because
doggy mommies.
Yeah, I've heard this term come up on commercials and in conversation. I'm a pet parent. No, you're not. You own a dog. You own a cat. You're not a parent.
Feel better?
Almost.
Get that off your chest?
Well, almost.
All right. Thank Katie for the shout out there on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I retweeted it with the link to the actual show. And then she says, see, she's figured us out. In the chat room, I know the co-host is Jay and the regular one is Matt.
Only Matt says cheers.
Yeah, and you're regular now. How about that?
Wow, that's good. That's good to know.
So I got to ask you, how was the tuna pizza?
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Really?
Yes, it was really good.
Okay.
And for those who don't know, what was that, Friday night, I took a Totino's pizza, a combination pizza. I went fancy. And I applied a 5-ounce can of Bumblebee tuna to the top of it. And
well drained, right?
Yeah. Oh,
drained it really good.
Oh, yes. Very well.
In spring water or in oil?
No, water. Always water.
Good.
And applied some mild cheddar to it.
Mm-hmm.
And baked it for 15 to 17 minutes at 450 on the rack.
Directly on the rack. That's right.
Uh-huh. After preheating, of course.
Right. Do you have a pan or something at the bottom of the oven to catch drippings?
No. Because if you're good, you have no drippings. It all stays.
Okay.
And then, it came out really nice, and there's pictures on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people claim that I used a lot of tuna, but it was really just a one. Well, yeah, I know. You and P-Man both.
Yeah. The P-Man was not particularly impressed by the idea.
No. And then I thought afterwards, you know, is tuna any different than anchovies?
Yeah, actually it is.
Well, not
quite a bit.
Really. It's seafood.
It's considerably better than anchovies.
Oh, no.
Oh, anchovies are awful.
You're kidding.
Ugh.
I
Ugh.
Love anchovies.
They're disgusting.
No, they're great.
They're salty and slimy and ugh. And when I worked at the pizza place back in the day, when people ordered anchovy pizza, I double gloved the hand.
Of course you did.
Let me tell you.
Oh, and talking about double gloving, there may be something
easy,
coming up.
Easy.
There may be something coming up in the pee break with Schmoop.
Okay.
About your food tendencies.
Uh-huh.
And your refrigerator going out.
All right.
And by the way, how's that going?
Oh, it's going excellent.
Really?
I'm just fine.
Yeah.
But you know what? We had a big event here in God's country.
Really?
Here recently. We had a huge bike race. Bikers from all over the world came in, competed in a big event, the Tour de Hills. Bike race. Not kidding.
No, I can't believe you.
And luckily, our Redneckville Report correspondent, Miss Dixie Ozark,
was on
hand to tell us about all the thrilling action.
Excellent.
All right, so we'll play that right now.
All right.
Dixie Ozark here with a special report ripped from the headlines of the Redneckville Almost Daily Times. God's country was rocking and rolling last week as the Redneckville Parks and Tourism Department sponsored the Tour de Hills, a 58-mile bike race that features three major climbs and two thrilling descents. Competitors love the combination of beautiful scenery and welcoming fans. The course starts out innocently enough with some open countryside riding with only a couple of small hills and then weaves around the curves at the base of Gaither Mountain. Then everyone has to get after it so they can climb Gobbler Knob. From there, they get to experience a breathtaking view of the valley and Buffalo River flatlands below. But don't get mesmerized by the beauty, because you're about to go toe-to-toe with the beast. The last part of the course is affectionately called the Jasper Disaster, and they're not kidding, y'all. At this point, they go terracing down the backside of Gobbler Knob at breakneck speeds. Riders scream past the pot fields, then have to hang on tight as they make a hairpin turn around Miss Ellie's craft shop and still, and then take on the twin hills known as the Dolly Partons. Only one rider out of 171 entrants lost control this year when he took his eyes off the road to look at the scenery and went ass over tea kettle, resulting in only minor injuries to his ego. Once you've made your way over Dolly's Mounds, you just give it all you got for one last high-speed burn down Orville Faubus Boulevard towards the finish line in downtown Jasper, Arkansas. Woo-wee! It's every bit as exciting as it sounds. This year's winner was... Well, hell, the paper didn't tell us who won. We know it wasn't Lance Armstrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter because we're all winners during the Tour de Hills. Better get rested up, y'all, because Tour de Hills means it's almost time for Crawdad Days down on the banks of Crooked Creek. Hope to see everyone there. For IWS Radio, this is Dixie Ozark. I'll see you next time if the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
A true professional, and happy Mother's Day to Dixie Ozark.
Damn right. Good job, Dixie. Boy, it sounded like a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know they were doing it. I'm not on top of the local news like Dixie is.
Aren't you?
Yeah, she keeps track of everything like that.
Yeah, that's good. We need someone to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I tell you what, speaking of keeping track of stuff, I've got the old Twitter open.
It really?
Oh, yeah, and I'm monitoring. There's a lot of kids of celebrities out there that are tweeting Mother's Day wishes to their moms.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, you know, they're tweeting from rehab and the therapist's office or whatever.
But right, yeah.
We got one early this morning from Suri Cruz.
Really?
Happy first cult-free Mother's Day to my mom, Katie Holmes. So That's pretty sweet. And Chrissy Teigen, who also tweeted a happy Mother's Day backdoor teen mom to that chick. She also tweeted happy Mother's Day to Pepper Ty, that's her mother, even if you are hotter than me. So, you know, at least she recognizes that.
Oh, her mom's pretty hot.
Her mom is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of people with hot moms, Helene Samuel tweeted, "Thank God I look like mom instead of dad. Happy Mother's Day, Heidi Klum."
That's good.
Yeah. She was carrying a lottery ticket in the womb right there. Seal, look like mom. Oh, you go either way. You know, and speaking of MILFs, Matt, you know, from time to time we like to check out other shows here on BTR.
Oh, gosh.
And enjoy them immensely. Like Miss Katie Girl there in the chat room. Was supposed to have a show last night, but didn't, you know.
Okay.
We understand, you know. I mean, we were...
She was probably...
looking forward to it, but...
Engaged in Mother's Day activities.
Probably so.
Getting ready. Celebrating mom.
Right. Something like that. And anyway, I came across this show, and unfortunately, I don't know the name of it, but it's hosted by three women, call themselves Cougars, the Cougar Radio or Cougar Show or something like that. And you know what? It wasn't bad at all. Three really smart, funny, hot Cougars, and everything was going great until one of them, Matt, claimed that she never heard of the Cranberries.
What?
Exactly. She thought they were joking when they told her there was a group called the Cranberries. She thought it was a joke. So, I just turned the show off.
Well, yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? You know, you can't sit there and listen to people like that.
Oh, no. God, if you don't know who Dolores O'Riordan is.
Exactly.
You have no business on this earth.
Nah. So, anyway, I gave it a try. Other shows, you know, good
we're
stuff.
We're open like that. We're open
the,
like that.
Christian comedy ladies, hilarious.
Oh, boy. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I listened to Monty and Mongoose once.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. See, so, you know, we want to be a part of the BTR family.
Yeah, we're trying.
I mean, we tried to be a part of somebody else's BTR family, but she didn't want us around anymore.
No, we had our
no
own
names.
Mind. No.
No. Just, not calling anybody out or anything.
No, just got asked to call in and then spoke my own mind.
Things went south.
Things went south pretty quick.
That happens sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
When you're not willing to join the white struggle.
When you're not willing to play ball.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to David Lingmerth. David Lingmerth. He's leading the TPC going into the fourth round.
Frankly, that name sounds made up.
No, it's a real name, a real guy. Who played golf at the University of Arkansas, and now he's in first place at the TPC.
Okay, well, I will actually turn my TV on today and verify that fact.
That he's a real person, huh?
Yes. Because you're a slickster, Jay. I don't know when you're making things up.
Well, it's him. He's real. He's just quietly in the lead while Tiger and Sergio engage in their little pissing contest with each other.
Yeah, what was that about yesterday? Sergio getting all caliente and whatnot.
He thought Tiger was trying to distract him. I guess he's distracted by Tiger's long, lean figure.
You know, that would
muscles.
Make golf. That would make professional golf more fun.
If
hecklers were encouraged.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. Yeah.
It would make it more of a sport.
Yeah. I mean, you got guys standing there at the plate in baseball trying to hit a 97-mile-an-hour slider while everybody's screaming at him.
Yeah.
You know, in golf, the ball is stationary. It's just right there on the tee.
Yeah, it's just sitting
people
there
should
saying,
be able to yell.
Hit me.
Yeah, people should be able to yell all they want.
Yeah.
As long as they don't yell, "You the man!" I'm tired of that one.
Whether he slices hooks or what. Yay! Great shot! Whoa, what?
Now, the guy who follows Davis Love around, and every time he hits the ball screams, "No love! No love! No love!" I like him.
God. You know, and what else? Golf, the PGA could also do this. Before people tee off, they could, just like in boxing, they could have hole girls walk around the green.
Yeah.
You know, like with a number 9 or number 8.
They're playing in twosomes, so it could be, you know, Tiger, you know, tell the who's playing and where they're at, you know, minus 10, minus 11.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And they could walk around in the little thong bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not that we objectify nor condone that kind of action. Just a suggestion.
No. We just, you know, other people out there may find it really, you know, fascinating and interesting. And by the way, you can go to IWSradio.com today and see who the babe of the week is.
There's a couple fine babes on there. Some I'm not happy with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into that. It's MILFs.
Yeah.
Celebrating MILFs on
there's a
babe
lot
of
MILFs
week.
In this world, and I'm surprised at some of your picks.
Well, let's see. There was Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I do like her.
Okay. Yeah. And there was Beyonce.
Yes, I like her too.
Yeah. And Reese Witherspoon.
You know, she's cute.
Well, she's in the news lately. And,
yeah, I know.
She's had a tough time getting arrested.
I can't believe why you picked her out. I have no idea.
You know, hey, look, I'm not one of these.
SEO guys.
No,
you just did it because you love her.
No, I'm not. I'm not all about the page views. Or
no,
anything. I didn't, when I originally did the post, I didn't call her Reese Page Views Witherspoon at all.
I'll tell you what, now that I look at it, you know what I'm most upset about? You could have picked a better picture of Jennifer Garner.
No, I couldn't have. That's
You're
a very
kidding.
Unfortunate situation there on Google image search.
Okay.
That took some time and effort, and I'll be honest with you. More than a little disappointed. That's what I found.
Down.
But then there was Pink. I know you're a big fan of Pink.
I am a big fan of Pink.
Yep, and I chose a picture that, you know, nice cleavage.
Yeah.
And that great big snake tattoo on her thigh.
Yeah, not a big fan of that, but yeah, I do like
either
that.
Am I.
I do like that.
I'm not a tattoo guy.
I'm not either.
No. And Katie is booing something in the chat room.
Yeah, well.
Katie, do you have a friend named Lala Lolly on Twitter? Just asking.
No, but you had good choices. Just that picture of Jennifer Garner. She is so much prettier than that.
Well, I agree. I was looking for something that maybe, you know, had a little cleavage and a little, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's
and
tough
you know,
because
she's like 41 or 42, and she still looks like she's 28.
Oh, I know. She's just the cutest thing ever. And the dimples, drive me crazy when she smiles.
And when I look at her, I'm going, I'm 48, and I look like death.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. But she's Jennifer Garner, really one of the sweetest smiles, just such a pleasant-looking girl.
Yeah.
Who cut off Ben Affleck's balls and wears them around her neck.
Well, now this sums it up, Jay. In the chat room we have from Katie, yay, boo, no, why? So there you go.
That's how our audience responds to us. And we have a caller, Matt.
Oh, we do? Oh, boy.
Hello.
Katie, you were stupid.
Hola.
Hi. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
I didn't really want to talk because I'm so annoying.
What?
Oh, you didn't hit the one, did you? You were just listening
no,
in.
No, but I can talk if you want me to. And why
no,
do you
okay.
ask him?
Only if you come with subtitles.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that's functioning.
What are you doing today?
You can't understand me? Is that why? Because you can't understand me? What, am I making no sense?
What?
You just said, as long as I come with subtitles, what, do I make no sense?
And well, you're hard to understand sometimes.
Sometimes.
Are you on a speakerphone? Because if you are, you need to stop.
Well, now she dropped.
Okay.
Well, okay. Thanks for calling, Katie.
Well,
good job.
And she left the chat room.
Well, she's a little sensitive, Matt.
Well, I can't help it.
Well,
anyway. We are the number one show on... We can't have speakerphones. I chastised Luis last week.
You did. Luis took it like a man.
Yes, he did, and he got on his phone. Then he put his wife on his phone, and it was hot. It was caliente.
It was outstanding, and the J-Mom liked Luis.
Yeah, God, what's not to like?
Yeah. And Dana was outstanding, too.
Yeah, her phone was very clear, unlike the first time when we had the interview with her and her boy.
Her young man.
Her young man. Her suitor.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I think that, Matt, you have some kind of a... You don't have Buddy Acapella. He wasn't available this week, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. Buddy Acapella was having a rough time this morning. So there was some divine intervention, J-Man. And welcome back, Katie girl. When Buddy was having troubles, my late mother came from the heavens.
Hello. This is Matt Mann's dead mom coming to you live from heaven at the right hand of God. A seating that I earn more than most, by the way. Anywho, I struggled earlier today listening to my son Matthew give an all-out effort to record Buddy Acapella singing Oedipus Rex by Tom Lehrer. And as my Matthew grew angrier with each take, I felt compelled to step in. For I can no longer listen to him spouting goddammits and mother shut your mouths. So, I decided to take some time and let him know that even unlike Jay, who still has his mom, I am with my Matthew 24/7. Maybe when Matthew hears this, the pressure of being an internet radio star will be taken off him and he can return to being the sweet child that I've raised and to this day love. For now, I just want him to know that in spite of this crass and disturbing IWS radio nonsense, I am very proud of him. I love you, Matthew, and that is my Mother's Day gift to you.
This is God Almighty, and when I need an almighty laugh, I listen to I'm With Stupid on Long Talk Radio.
Well, that was sweet.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. Brought down Mom from heaven.
Yeah. Helping.
And I always, You know, when people pass away and everybody always says, oh, they're in heaven now. And I think, maybe. But with your mom, undoubtedly she is.
9 kids, Jay.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Could have stopped at 8, had one more. It was you.
I know. Isn't that the zips?
And we have a caller.
Yes, we do. 315,
hey,
you're with Stupid.
Hey.
Did I fix myself?
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I fixed myself. Sorry. I hung up to get on my phone.
That's better. No background noise.
Mm-hmm. I was on my phone before.
Are you having a fun Mother's Day?
Yes, I'm celebrating it with my mother. Yeah, it's funny. No, I'm having a great day. I got my mother 3 gifts, along with a giant jumbo card.
Mm-hmm.
So
what'd you get?
Away. Well, I got a coffee cup that says Greatest Mom on it with a keychain that says Best Mom in the Universe. And then I also got her, like, two sleepwear because she doesn't really have much. It's better than what my sister got her.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's the important
thing. Because it is a competition.
All right.
So my sister freaking got her underwear and bras. And I'm just like, you perv.
Because when you die, you want to get more money from your dead mom than she does.
Right. You want to be included in the will, so you want to get her the better Mother's Day present.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's up with you guys? Sorry that I'm hard to hear. I didn't mean for that. I hope you didn't think I, like, hung up on you. I hung up on you, but not because of that.
Yeah. And by the way, Katie, after the show, be sure to give your mother a big, long, tight Mother's Day hug from us.
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe a little pat on the booty.
Okay. I think next Mother's Day will probably be not just her day or my sister's day, but my day too.
Why are you planning on having a baby?
Or I could be.
Hello.
Oops. But, yeah, I don't care. I think that I'd be a good mom, don't you think, or no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I guess so. But I've, haven't really been on your guys' show lately, but I've been talking sometimes to you guys. But I do, like, read all your guys' conversations that you have on Twitter because I get a good laugh out of it.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for. And anyone can get a good laugh by either listening and or calling in at 661-244-9852 on the Big Dick Hotline and wish your mom a happy Mother's Day.
Or,
yeah.
You know, or call in and... rant about your mom if you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, my mom was disgusting. She beat the hell out of me.
No, but
she abandoned me.
I think out of you two, I think the only one out of you two that actually likes me would be Jay. Because Matt, like, I'm just going to pretend you guys are not there just because I get scared to actually confront Matt. But Matt just seems sometimes that he don't like me. So
I know
Jay likes me.
No,
Jay
Matt's
likes
just
me.
That
I know
way.
That.
Jay, don't Matt I like seems... everyone, Jay?
Matt likes everyone. No, he's just that way. Matt's just kind of an old curmudgeon.
Yes.
You're kind of a mess. Can you put it that way, too? No, I'm just kidding, Nat. I love you. But,
I don't know.
I like Jay a lot more than I like Nat.
Well, you're not the only one. I mean, now, come on now. Matt's a great guy.
Matt, I just love Matt, though. But I like Jay.
Really?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No. But you guys are pretty awesome, guys, and you guys are good hosts on here. You guys have a really good show. It's drama free, so the reason why I'm coming to you guys' show because it's.
It
you know,
used to
drama-free.
Be drama free until now.
What do you mean until now? Are you talking about what I think you're talking about or no?
Oh, yeah. Now it's the Real Housemen of. I'm stupid. Okay.
Do you want me to hang up so you guys could probably just talk? Because I'm being a bit annoying, probably.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling, Katie. And you have a happy, 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 wonderful day.
Happy pre-Mother's Day.
Happy pre-Mother's Day.
R.I.P.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Okay. That was KDD, everyone. All right.
Yes.
And, of course, that call brought to you by IWS World Media Entertainment.
No, it was not.
It started already.
Coming soon to a theater or country buffet near you, supermodel Chrissy Teigen is on top of the bathing suit modeling world. She's beautiful, exotic, funny, and she's engaged to music superstar John Legend. But whenever she's on a shoot, Chrissy is considered a huge diva. She's crabby, rude, and impatient with everyone. People always just assume that she's exhibiting typical spoiled brat model behavior. But what they didn't know was that there's a simple reason behind Chrissy's bitchiness. She was hungry. IWS World Media Entertainment presents a sweet and inspiring story about a model who everyone thought was difficult to work with, but all she ever wanted was a cheeseburger. Chrissy Teigen stars, along with special guest appearances by Gisele Bündchen and Kate Upton, in Beauty and the Feast.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network.
I love that music.
All right.
Can't wait to see that movie.
Oh, that'll be good.
I mean, because, well, she's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Teigen.
A lot of bikini clad.
Yeah.
In that movie. Yeah. And speaking of babes.
Yeah.
Another tweet. Another celebrity kid tweet. Ireland Baldwin, happy Mother's Day to Kim Basinger. At least you never called me a pig. Thanks. There you go. Next one. All right. Wait, here's another one. Mackenzie Phillips. Her mother, Susan Adams, has passed away many years ago.
Yeah.
And that's not my cousin, Susan Adams. That's a different Susan Adams.
Right.
Anyway, so she gives her a shout-out, happy Mother's Day to her, and then says, once again, sorry I fucked Dad. Oh, well. So what are you doing after the show today, Matt? Is it Fast Food Sunday?
Hiding. Yeah, J-Man, I told you.
Well, you told me in the pre-show we weren't on the air yet.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, okay. Anytime now.
No, I was going to make some... Well, I told you, Jay, that was friendly banter.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you, Jay, I'm going to rallies.
Uh-huh. I love rallies.
Yeah, get a couple of hamburgers.
Cheese?
Well, Schmoop wants they have a new Fry Lovers burger out.
No, really?
Yeah. It's a hamburger with fries on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's 2 for $2.
So you're going to splurge, are you?
Uh-huh. Now, that's for Schmoop. Me, I'm getting some meteor burgers. Meteor.
Hmm. Not the meteor, the meteor. Okay. Yeah, the meteor burger. You know, that's the one you just like goes straight down and lands really hard.
Yeah, sits Einstein there. Likes it. Now I'm going to get the 2-for-4 All-American Double Melts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Of course, as you know, I won't eat them right away.
No, you'll put them in the fridge and let them get soggy.
Yes.
Cold. And then you'll microwave them.
Mm-hmm.
Which enhances the sogginess. But we need a rallies here in Redneckville. We don't have one.
Yes, you
we used
do.
To have one over in Fayetteville, and that was always fun. And either rallies or backyard burgers. It was always the choice.
Now, at the rallies in Fayetteville, do they have a black line and a white line?
No.
No, they don't?
Not since 72.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Now, good stuff. Excellent fries.
Oh, God, the best.
Great fries.
Ugh.
Deep fried and that nasty grease they use.
Okay, they've got this big swirly ice cream cone, too.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. I'd get that for Schmoop, but not a fan of Oreos.
You're not, are you? Racist.
I know. Jesus. I suppose if it was a vanilla cookie, she'd like it. But.
Yeah. Well, Katie left the chat room again. I don't think the audio is that great today. It's been been breaking up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. If there was somebody in the chat room, they could let us know.
I know. It's a little light.
But today is Sunday, and, you know, the people are celebrating Mother's Day. Some are at church. Some have they've gone to church, and then they're going to take Mom out to the Sizzler.
Yeah.
Or someplace like that. But luckily, we have our own church service right here in the middle of IWS Radio. Our very own Reverend Moneymaker is here today to help us celebrate Mother's Day. Let's do that right now. Hallelujah, and welcome, my friends. This is the Reverend Richard Moneymaker with Better Know Your Bible on IWS Radio. This week, we celebrate Mother's Day all across America. We thank our mothers, our grandmothers, and our baby mamas for all they've done for us and all they continue to do and all the sacrifices they've made. But what does God say about women and their role in society? Well, I've picked out a couple of passages from the Bible for you to ponder this week. In 1 Timothy, the Bible tells us, "But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but be in silence." In 1 Corinthians, we find something similar. "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it's not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law." Finally, in Deuteronomy, we are commanded that woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. That means no power pantsuits, ladies. So there you have it, my fellow Christians. God demands that women hush up, put on a sexy dress, and submit gracefully to her man. And God does mean her man. The Lord is clear on that one. Happy Mother's Day out there to all the mommies. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at the First Full Gospel Holiness Mega Church of the Christian God, when our featured speaker will be hip-hop star Chris Brown. He will deliver his new sermon, Let Ariel Castro Tell His Side of the Story. It's going to be beautiful. For IWS Radio, this is Reverend Moneymaker. God bless America.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
All right, little church service for you.
I feel fulfilled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I tell you, I just want to let everybody know, we're not necessarily endorsing Reverend Moneymaker's views here. We're just, you know, just providing him a platform. Right. He just does his own thing whenever he's on.
But we offer a platform where, you know, anyone can talk.
Sure. Anybody out there
who
has something to say about Mother's Day or anything else, those phone lines are open for you.
As they always are at 661-244-9852.
You know what everybody... Oh, man. Speaking of mommies. Speaking of somebody I like to call mommy. Everybody out there, we need to give a little shout out to Miss Jo Sequist.
Yes.
And we need everybody to go to artmustdie.com. Or go to Facebook and go to the Art Must Die page and like it, and then watch her video
that
she posted yesterday. That's right.
After all these years.
Yep. She finally posted a quick little video.
Yeah, she did.
She has great hair. Long, wild, and free hair.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
You about done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet when Joe's two little girls, when they go to school, I bet she'll be the type that'll make their little lunch, put in the lunch pail, and put little notes in there, little encouraging notes to them.
Yeah.
You know, like great moms. My mom never did that, but other moms do it. We always did the old school lunch thing.
Did you have a sack lunch?
No. We went through the lunch line at school.
Whatever they were serving,
we had.
Oh, I had a brown baguette.
Oh, didn't you? Did your mom make your lunch?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of her.
But you got to buy every day.
Well, no, it was they bought the lunch plan or whatever. And so we would just go in. In the cafeteria, you know, they'd have like the mashed potatoes that were like, you know, they just add water to the mashed potatoes. Whatever they serve. But
it's still pretty
good. What kind of stuff did your mom make for you? Did she make little peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
A bologna sandwich, bag of Fritos.
Ooh, Fritos.
Yeah.
And she put little notes in there telling you she loved you and telling you she's proud of you?
No.
No? Okay. Well, some moms do that.
Some moms do.
And it's probably best that moms do that and dads don't, because dads, their notes would be things like, hey, if you get a chance with Miss Mason, go for it, dude. That's my seventh grade English teacher, Miss Mason. I think I've talked about her before. She put her desk all the way over the side of the room, and then she would come in, and she would put her feet up, on the desk, and her dress would slide all the way up to her hips.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then we'd be having to, you know, like, she'd be like, you know, come in on Monday, and she'd be all hungover from partying all weekend, so she'd tell us to just sit there and write an essay about what we did on the weekend. And then she would, you know, she's wearing, like, really tight white jeans, and she'd, you know, be up there in front of the class stretching, doing yoga or something. Yeah. And so, like, my essay would be all like, you know, my heart was racing as she walked towards me.
Boy, you had the best of both worlds, didn't you? You had her and Mrs. Langston.
Exactly.
Wow.
We had her for the, the sexy hippie chick fantasies, and we had Mrs. Langston for the dominatrix. the domineering.
Oh my God.
Fantasies. Oh yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe we should call the beer mine.
You think we should? Let's see what Billy Boy's doing. In the meantime,
let's see what's happening.
Yeah. I don't know why we bother.
Well, I know.
He never hears us.
Nope, can't hear you. Sorry.
Uh-oh. He might be busy.
Maybe he can't hear the phone ring.
He must be busy, J-Man.
I guess so. Either that or...
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
You know, maybe, J-Man. Maybe, J-Man. Maybe he needs to wake up.
Oh.
Are you tired of the same boring Chinese-made alarm clock ordering you to get up every day? Do you suffer blunt force trauma to your skull, waking to your radio at 6 a.m.?
Yo, yo, we got T-Pizzy in the house. He's about to throw down like a fucking mouse, baby. You ready to let it crack? Let's go.
Well, fear not, IWS listeners. You can now wake up to the soothing tones of IWS Radio with your free IWS Radio wake-up call. Go to IWSradio.com and schedule your IWS Radio wake-up call today. Whenever you need to be aroused, you can be waking up and smiling to this.
Good morning from IWS Radio. Time to get up. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Or this. Cheers and good morning, sleepyhead. What will you be wearing on this glorious day? And for you naughty guys and adorable lesbians out there, you can even request IWS Radio's very own bi-curious Kim Fragile.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. This is your IWS Radio wake-up call. Rise and shine, lover.
That's right, folks. Anywhere or anytime you need a wake-up call, IWS Radio is your blanket of security. And we will pull it off of you, get you out of bed, and send you out the door with a smile upon your face. So go to IWSradio.com and schedule your free IWS Radio wake-up call today. Must be 18 or older. Okay, 15 or older. But that's as young as we go.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
naked too.
Hell yeah. Now we need people to sign up for that service. They need
all
to
they have to do
up.
Is go to IWSradio.com.
That's right. Just keep looking, you'll find it.
Mm-hmm. It's really easy to type in.
Yeah. And really, I mean, who would not want to wake up to us every morning? Hell, I'd like to wake up to us every morning.
I know. I'd like to wake up to you and your 2% milk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good stuff, man.
I know.
Good stuff. Over my Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. Ooh, say that again.
My Frosted Flakes. Hey, Miley Cyrus is number one on Maxim Pop 100 list.
You know, she really shouldn't be.
Yeah, well, it's the way it worked out.
I know. And I know as much as I made fun of you paying attention to her shoes and other things, and I made it sound like she herself is hot, she's not.
Would you see what Jimmy Fallon said?
No, I didn't.
Miley, you know, Miley had that whatever that big thing was. She was event with the spiky hair.
Mm-hmm.
Guy Fieri said if she had a visor in her goatee, she'd have looked like Guy Fieri. Yeah, Guy Fieri with a great rack.
Yeah, she does have that.
Yeah.
Well, for now.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Because she's young.
Anyway, so we want to congratulate Miley.
Well,
that.
Yeah.
That's a great. That's it. You know, and of course, you know, the Maxim Hot 100 is open to voting. And she just crushed everybody. So, you know, she's very, very popular and people like her. And, you know, she's very nice. Selena Gomez was second. And so that's very important. She has to assume the duties of number one should Miley not be able to carry him out. And Rihanna is number three, who I used to like.
Yeah.
But now that she destroyed the New York Knicks.
Well, I guess Rihanna got beat again, didn't she?
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Apparently, J.R. Smith, New York Knicks, sixth man of the year, was out partying to the wee hours of the morning with Rihanna. And then yesterday he had a high fever and chills and was very, very sick. I mean, in a shocking development, he's come down with something. And it was like the whole damn team did, and they only scored 71 points. And, you know, what the hell, J.R.? It's just
pustules. He had pustules.
You know what the hell, JR? It's just the playoffs. Don't worry.
Exactly.
You know, no reason to be focused now. God. And then Mila Kunis was number four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jennifer Lawrence, number five.
Oh, my God. Butterface.
There we go. That's the top five, you know. Number 69 was a hottie, though.
Who?
Manti Te'o's imaginary girlfriend. Number 69.
Oh, I didn't see that coming.
He can take it. He's drafted by the Chargers.
Yeah.
He can be in the NFL.
And I can hear the people in the locker room going, can't you imaginary man up?
No, he's in the NFL now. He'll have real groupies now. He's all right. You can't
he won't
have
know
groupies.
What to do.
Yeah, you can't have groupies at Notre Dame. It's against the rules.
Yeah.
They don't allow that kind of
shenanigans. No, they allow groupies. They're called saints.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey. Patrick Schwarzenegger just tweeted. So very proud that my mother is the beautiful and classy Maria Shriver and not some skanky maid. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very warm and heartfelt Mother's Day tweets out there today. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
What's Paul Pyatt up to this week?
Okay. Well, he does have a Mother's Day related poem.
Oh,
yeah. You know, Paul's topical.
Of course he is.
You know, as we call him around the office, Topical Paul.
Is that what we call him?
Some do. And he's got this offering this week. Let's listen to it.
Poetry and Such with Paul Pyatt. Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Pyatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by poetess Elizabeth Borden from her recently released book, Carbonated Daffodils. Here is Morte d'Ange. Mother was a slight woman in frame only. In mode and modality, she was more like a platoon sergeant in the French Foreign Legion, and I, her loyal troop. She commanded my actions with tough love and a heavy yet loving hand. Barking orders, she guided me through the rebellious Algerian desert of life, and I followed. I snapped to attention upon her every word. I marched sharply to her shrill yet rhythmic cadence. I ate humbly from the mess kit of her advice, and I drank from her canteen of hierarchy. She turned me into the warrior of life that I am, yet sadly she has gone before us and before me. Her head disembodied by the cruel scythe of an assassin. But I weep not, for I retain my memories of her and regale in the fact that while in life there is heartache, in death there is joy. Elizabeth Borden. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Pyatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Yeah, that's some good stuff right there.
Okay. Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's important to have Paul Pyatt. We want to, you know, this is a high culture show.
Oh, highbrow.
Very cultured and deep, thoughtful, insightful.
Yes.
Type people here. So, you know, we need to have Paul Pyatt around. Whoa, Michelle Duggar just got 19 Happy Mother's Day tweets all at once. Wow.
Well, you're just on it today, aren't you?
Just lit up Twitter right just then, man. Took up the whole column there on my tweet deck. Anyway, no, Paul Pyatt, outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Big fan. Big fan.
I know you are.
And,
he's going to make
maybe
it
we'll get, yeah, maybe we'll get Paul Pyatt and Dixie Ozark and some of these on our YouTube page this week. Maybe. We'll
maybe.
See. Those YouTube people, I don't know about them.
They're finicky.
They're rude is what they are.
Yes. All right.
So, anyway, so there's that.
Yeah.
And so we have someone we were going to call, or are we still a little early for that?
Yeah, we're just a little early. We'll call her out here in a little bit. In the meantime, okay. I'll just say Let's call her.
Okay.
Don't tell me I don't know how to do a segue. Now, this could be an interesting conversation, J-Man.
I hope so.
And it could be sexy. If I dialed the right number, because, you know, I had a cigarette in my mouth, so.
Hello?
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I'm having a wonderful day.
Are you really?
You don't have any kids home.
What?
Great.
That?
I said I don't have any kids home.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
They're having a nice, quiet day.
Yes, I like it. I am going to Skype with Josh at 2 o'clock. So that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
How's the show going?
Oh, it's gangbusters.
Rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling.
Are we on
huge
now?
Huge crowd.
Yeah, we're on now.
Oh, yeah, you're live on the air with Stupid.
No, actually we just called you after the show just to talk to you.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so special.
Well, you should. You are special.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Because
I'm sure he doesn't reveal any secrets.
No, Matt.
Or they may have
no, no, no.
Time.
No, you tell Matt something, and it stays with Matt.
It is in the vault.
See, that's how it's always been, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah,
it goes both ways too.
What? Yeah. What?
It goes both ways.
What do you mean?
Oh, it goes both ways. She's the same way. She's not going to reveal your secrets.
Never. It's too late. I revealed them all. There's none left.
That's okay. Matt doesn't have any secrets. He lays it all out there for people. He says,
yeah,
take
true.
Me as I am.
Much to our chagrin.
How much like Jesus.
Yeah.
Why do you laugh? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jumbotron Cherry.
I don't get that.
What do you mean you don't get that? You called us like 2 years ago.
Oh, for the Reds game.
Yeah.
That's right. You were going to the Great American Ballpark.
That's
hoping
right.
to be on the Jumbotron.
And I didn't succeed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I figured I blocked it.
Not enough cleavage.
Yeah, that's what it was. Damn. I'm going to try harder next time. I'm going to be more creative.
Really?
There you go.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you privately, and it'll be a secret.
No.
For about 30 seconds.
What are you saying?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there are some things that haven't been revealed, and it's just as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you
have a minor, so you probably get in trouble, huh?
Okay. You have three kids, right?
Yes.
Man, that's a lot of work.
It was. It was fun, though. But for some reason, they all moved away. I don't understand. They don't live in the city.
I can't imagine that.
Weird, huh?
Hell, one of them left the country. I mean, I probably ought to do the math.
Yeah, and he has yet to return my email, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So he did. So he also has a problem with honesty then.
Yeah, and then another one of your children has yet to,
Yes, that wine deal.
What kind of people are you raising?
I want that wine back, by the way. I delivered that for nothing.
You what?
I brought you that wine for nothing.
I know. That's your daughter's fault, not mine.
Yeah, so they've both been not truthful.
What's that?
They've both been not truthful with you.
I know.
He told me he emailed you, and she was going to set up that deal.
Yeah.
I am ashamed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should be.
And I was all happy today and feeling proud of my little children. And
2/3
of them
Matt
are ne'er-do-wells. Yeah, 2/3 of them are ne'er-do-wells.
Just like old times, isn't it?
Yeah. So happy to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's it. When we hang up, I'm hanging out some old notes. Gloves are off. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sherry? Sherry?
Yeah.
Are you listening? I do have a Mother's Day present just for you. It's musical.
Okay.
It's musical, so you listen.
Okay.
And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you.
That is so special. You've always loved bread.
We could make it.
I remember this was your favorite song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a big Bread fan.
Yeah, this brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, well, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
You had it on 8-track. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I hope you listen to the lyrics really closely.
I have them memorized from my youth. I think that's how you seduced me, was with Bread.
Really? Oh, God. Oh, very good.
That's right. Brings back fond memories.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On this Mother's Day.
So you really don't have any plans or anything?
No, I did go to my mom's this morning and visit. And now I have this little deck project I'm going to work on, and I'm happy about it.
That sounds sexy.
Uh-huh. It's nice being by yourself sometimes.
She still plays the banjo. Does she still play the banjo?
No, she does not.
Oh,
she probably hasn't played in 20 years.
Oh, J-Man. Her mom was an excellent banjo player.
I'm a big banjo fan.
Why, well, of course you are. You live in Arkansas.
Yep.
Oh,
she bequeathed me her banjo. Mm-hmm. But
that's
I hope
cool.
I don't get it for a long time.
Do you play?
I understand that. No.
No.
Mm-mm, not the banjo.
You played the saxophone, didn't you?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah. Nothing hotter than a naked woman playing the saxophone.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you get that saxophone back out and form a band, Matt and I came up with a good name for a band the other day.
What was
it? The Milftastics. The Milftastics.
That's pretty good. I like it.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, when you play the saxophone, it's called the sexophone.
I think that makes sense. Maybe we could get Bill Clinton to play.
Yeah.
Give us some street cred.
Yeah. Yeah, then Barack Obama can join in on the bass. You know he plays the bass guitar,
well, of
right?
Of course he does. He's black. Come on.
Exactly. Hand him
That's
the guitar
right.
and a cavi hat, and he'll just start playing.
Uh-huh.
It'd be great. Mm-hmm. The Milftastics. I like the Milfistics, like the Stylistics, but the Milfistics.
Oh, yeah. My God, I can't believe you said that, because that was the second selection I had.
Mm-hmm. See?
Mm-hmm.
Great minds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if it's the Milftastics, people could pronounce it wrong. They could say the Milftastics or something. People that aren't
Ooh.
So smart. Mm-hmm. It could be misconstrued.
Oh, we wouldn't want that.
No, no.
We don't want any misunderstandings out there.
No, and if there are any, it's our job to clear them up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's what I think. Did I see on your blog that Martin was calling in today?
Who?
Marty?
No.
Oh.
No, we have some meditations with Martin.
But
oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But Party Marty's not on today.
No. Did you want to hear some meditation, Sherry?
I'd love to.
it might calm you down.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Say amen.
Okay. Here we go. Meditations with Martin on IWS Radio. Hello, friends. This is Martin from Martin's Muffler and Meditation Emporium, and I'm here to help you with your meditation and relaxation needs. Today, let's all get comfortable. You can sit or lie down or stand. It's all about what makes you happy. And as always, I prefer to be naked, but you don't have to. If you're not comfortable that way, then that's fine. I prefer the freedom. All right, now let's all close our eyes. And as usual, I'm going to take everyone to my happy place with me. I find it fun to be different in that way and for all of us to be together in my happy place. It makes me extra happy. It's a beautiful spring day. Warm temperatures with a cool breeze. You're breathing freely, and you're just floating around. Here's a soft patch of grass where we can sit down and enjoy the sights and sounds of spring. You hear the laughter of children in the distance, lovers walking past you holding hands. And there's your MILF neighbor, Lana Lovegood. She's working in her garden. It appears that she's wearing a thong under her very short skirt. How nice is that? What a sweet little bum she has. Oh, she just bent over to pull some weeds. Did you see the grip she had on that stiff weed? She had to pull and pull and pull to get it to come out, with dirt and earth particles spraying all over everywhere. Now she's been joined by her 17-year-old daughter, Lily, who's wearing a bikini. They give each other a big hug. And now they're working in the garden together, pulling weeds, smoothing over the soil, watering the flowers. Lily just sprayed Lana with a water hose. And now Lana is chasing Lily around with the spray bottle. They're giggling and jiggling all over the yard. These mother-daughter bonding sessions are so uplifting and joyful. Okay, kids, it's time for us to leave our happy places now and head back to reality. But hopefully, the real world is much more calm and centered than it was when we left it. Thank you for being here today. This has been Meditations with Martin. And remember, whenever life gives you lemons, make Lana and Lily love goods out of them.
This is IWS Radio.
Don't we all feel better now?
Did you cut that off halfway through? Where was the part where Juan the gardener entered?
No Juan entered.
We had
Juan on last week.
that's one of the parts of meditation
for the mothers.
That's your happy place. We had to go to Martin's happy place.
Yeah, I think something was lost there.
Yeah,
but I feel better for being involved.
Style. His own unique style. Take everybody to his happy place.
I understand. I thought maybe it got cut off midway.
No.
There was something missing.
When's your next Reds game, Jerry?
I don't have one planned.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Huh. No, they're just kind of impromptu.
Huh. How are the Reds doing?
Like, I don't pay attention.
Hmm.
What?
I know they won yesterday.
Yeah?
That's all I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go for the environment, the ambiance, if you will. The Jumbotron.
The hot dogs, Cracker Jacks,
mm-hmm.
The beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all.
I don't pay attention either, but I do know that the Cardinals have the best record in baseball. I've heard that part. But I haven't watched.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't pay that much attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you gentlemen doing this Mother's Day?
We're entertaining the mothers, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going to rallies later.
Going to rallies.
On purpose?
Yeah. Love rallies. You don't like rallies?
I used to. I don't like it so much anymore.
Really? Why? They hurt you?
Mm-hmm. No, they went down in quality.
What?
Yeah, they used to be real big burgers, and now they're kind of like 10-to-1s. You know what I mean? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, but they're more
like. They do have the best fries. I have to tell you that they do have the best fries.
Don't they really?
Mhm. Yep, and you get to go by the Fairfax. Is that where you're going, right up there?
Yeah, right up there.
The legendary Fairfax.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to stalk, if you want to stalk him, that's where you'll be.
I already knew that. I'm a pro. Mm-hmm.
Why so the are burgers
outside,
are small?
Why are you outside my window with a phone?
That's not me. I'm in the bushes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Actually, when I was thinking about you calling today, I was thinking about your mom.
Mm-hmm. You mean my dead mom, right? Because Jay still has his, and you have yours. You guys are still momful. I'm momless.
Yep.
That is kind of sad.
I know.
I'm sorry for that. If she really was your mom, anyway.
Excuse me.
Your mom might be alive. She might not have been your real mom.
Really? You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Might have been adopted.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You never know.
Matt could have just
been
a stray. He was
awful young in that family.
And
Matt
none of us
just
literally
been a stray that wandered in.
None of us looked alike, did we, Sherry?
No, that is true. And really, she didn't like you very much.
She liked you.
So you're like, huh?
She liked you.
Yeah. I actually do still have the graduation card they gave me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you for being so nice to our adoptive son, Matt. Mm-hmm.
Well, at least it didn't say retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was implied.
So I guess Matt was... Our special adopted son.
Right. That's what you meant, because you had it in quotes, special adopted son.
Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot. I feel better already.
I'm sure you do. I'm glad you could get this all out.
Yeah. You know, the secrets are safe. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have fond memories of your mom. I'll keep them aside.
Yeah, she was asleep.
But did you used to say that she was like Yoda?
Well, she kind of looked like Yoda.
Okay. Well, because I was thinking of that today, and I couldn't remember if that was the case or not.
Yeah.
It was cute. I remember her working the polling booth up at high school.
Working the poll? Oh,
you remember
polling booth.
Oh, that's good.
I'll tell you what, Jay.
Maybe that too.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. One night, she picked me up for a Halloween party, and she was dressed as Jane.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
That was scandalous. I don't know what my parents were thinking.
I know. They let you out of the house like that.
I have a picture of it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
If it was my daughter,
oh,
the,
you got to send that to me.
Man,
it
I thought
bad.
You were saying that you're... Man, I thought you were saying your mother was dressed like Jane.
No.
I was going to say, and what made it awkward was the neighbor was dressed like Tarzan.
She did ask to borrow it, my costume.
Scandalous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bad. I do have a picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of mothers, I don't know what mine was thinking.
So you're kind of a hoarder, aren't you? You don't ever throw anything out.
I know, it seems that way, doesn't it? I do have a scrapbook from high school. And it was probably 75% Maddie in there.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. CJ, I am liked by some people. Why are you?
Damn right.
I used to be.
Damn right.
I have old notes, old poems, cartoons you drew.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I thought you were going to be famous someday. I might be rich.
Hey, I know. That's what you're thinking, too.
Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's good. I have a Burger Chef French fry wrapper that has a note on the back.
Really? What's it say?
Mm-hmm. I can't say. It's lewd. I'll tell you privately. It is lewd. It was neat because Burger Chef is no more, so it's an antique, but I can't do anything with it because of what you wrote on it.
No, I know. I miss Burger Chef.
That's so funny. That was the beginning of my decline.
Well, that was kind of hurtful.
It was a decline of my morals. No, I'm just kidding. That was fun, though.
What's the best? And Jay, listen to this. When Hardee's took over Burger Chef, we had to go to a class, and we got to eat everything we made.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was a day full of eating nothing but bread and meat.
Grease.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Just pounding back the carbs and the
mm-hmm.
protein.
Mm-hmm.
The salt.
Mm-hmm.
The cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Sherry,
the condiments.
Yeah. I was busting mustard packets in my mouth. Now, Sherry, last week we did a show with one of our friends, Dana, about losing weight. She had a surgery. Now, do you remember one of our managers won Sherry Kidder.
Marblehead.
Yeah, who did a weight mm-hmm. loss program by sleeping with a trash bag around her waist.
I forgot.
Well, you don't remember that?
No.
Oh, my
God. Did it work?
Well, no, it didn't.
I was getting excited.
I was kind of shocked by that.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Oh, maybe I should have prepped this. Oh, yeah.
I don't. But I do remember a certain manager that part of his interview was asking the potential employee if they had a boyfriend. You
oh,
remember
yes.
that?
Listen to this, J-Man. Go ahead, Sherry.
Uh-huh.
When you were interviewed for your job, what was one of the questions?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was worth it because he was such a stud, I was happy to say no. Yes. That really did happen. That's how I got the job.
Because you said
Taught.
No.
Because I said uh-huh. no. Best day of my life.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very sad. I'm just kidding. But that did happen.
And the intellect level, J-Man, he wanted to know what kind of seeds were on the poppy seed buns.
Mm-hmm. And he told me I asked him. I felt good, too. I respected him. I said, what kind of seeds are on these poppy seed buns? And he said, well, Sherry, those are sesame seeds. Mm-hmm. Yep. I knew then I was in good company.
Always ready with a witty response.
That's probably why when I met Matt, I thought he was so smart, because that was my little baseline right there.
Oh, very good.
It could only get better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of hurtful.
I knew you first. Mhm. That was fun. We probably gave our mothers a lot of gray hair back then.
I did?
Yeah, we both did.
No. No.
Okay. Maybe they didn't know any better.
She didn't get
now,
gray
wasn't
hair.
Wasn't there a time when... Huh?
She didn't get gray hair until I got married.
Oh, and then that was legit.
Yeah.
We all got gray hair then.
Yeah.
I never had gray hair until I started hosting this show with Matt.
I've noticed that too, Jay.
My hair grayed faster doing this show with Matt than Obama's did as president.
So there is a correlation.
Right.
I better hang up now. Mm-hmm. Yep. Jay, you going to see your mother today?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going to make her some hot dogs.
What, do you live
dinner.
With her?
You're having what?
Going to make her some hot dogs for dinner.
Hot dogs?
You live in her basement?
Uh-huh. Something like that.
Do you and eat Cheetos. You're making her hot dogs?
Yeah. Maybe fajitas. Well, I made fajitas for her last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, God, they were delicious.
Really?
Oh, my
very
God.
Nice.
I make...
But hot dogs?
I make great fajitas, man. Fajita hot dogs would be good, too. Now that you mention it. That'd be better than tuna on pizza.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
I may have to try fajita hot dogs now. That really does sound good. Fry
mm-hmm.
up a hot dog, throw it on a tortilla with some refried beans and cheese, and
mm-hmm.
what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some salsa.
Could be
that
good.
Sounds pretty. You might be on
some
chopped,
some onions and tomato and maybe
mm-hmm.
some Spanish rice.
Oh, no, now you're getting sexy.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I go all out.
Next, he's going to say guacamole.
No. I draw the line at the guacamole. I don't eat things
right.
that are green and slimy. No.
I can respect that. Mm-hmm.
So, Sherry, when are you going to invite me over for a cookout?
I would like to have a nice cookout this summer. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, just me.
Not a big, you know, not a big neighborhood cookout. Just one for the Mat Man.
Yeah, and he'll bring the bread 8-track. It'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll do that. If you do that, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Make him a cheeseburger and maybe a couple of brats.
Oh, she doesn't even need to cook anything. Just fire up the grill.
I'll give him some mustard packets just so we can reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great. Oh, you got that Jane picture?
A bologna and cottage cheese with Cheetos sandwich.
With cheese it.
Yeah.
That is
mm-hmm.
that is disgusting.
Actually, I think it was good. I think he made me one, too.
See?
Cheese it, though, not Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. And you know
he
what?
He walked out of the kitchen so proud. It was cute. I remember it.
And you know what kind of pop I want, don't you?
No.
Something fruity.
Yeah. Mhm.
Right.
That's right. Yep.
All right,
mm-hmm.
we're off that. So July 19th it'll be. I'll be there at 5 p.m. and have the
yeah.
Chaise Lounge ready.
Yeah. I could find me an 8-track player.
Uh-huh.
That'd be great.
And if you could get the little mister things, you know, the little put behind the Chaise Lounge and it'll mist a little bit of cool water over him.
Exactly.
He'd like that too.
Great. I'm getting a visual that I'm uncomfortable with. Can we
That's
go back
okay.
to that meditation?
It's okay. Josh will be there.
Yeah.
I gotta meet the Josh man.
That's right. You actually have a lot in common. Did you see his tattoo of Nietzsche?
Yes.
Yeah. I said, what in the world? I think I might have that news clipping of like Bowling Green when you had that all over your dorm wall, your dorm door. Did I give that to you, or did I give that to you recently?
No, I think I have it. I didn't know this was going to be such a local show.
Oh, yeah, I do apologize. I'm trying to reminisce.
Well, I know. No, it just turned into that. I'm sorry.
I apologize for that.
We're just celebrating mothers, and you're a mother. Right, Jay?
That's right. That's what.
Damn right.
That's true. You know. So
you know what was, you know, actually, Sherry, you're a hot mother because I commented on your son's tattoo of Nietzsche, and I said, I like that. And he said, my mom said you liked Nietzsche.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. I'm going to get on him today about not returning your email.
You should.
That's my job.
Yeah, because Jay and I said we wanted to have him on the show, and Jay sent me the Skype information, and I passed along to Josh, and I didn't hear back from him.
Yeah, that's shameful. I find that embarrassing.
Kind of like your daughter, Erin.
Yeah, well, you're testing a pattern.
Yeah, yeah. They get it from somewhere.
Oh, they're getting dad.
Damn husband.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, then.
What else? Some snacks.
What?
Which is kind of relevant to Mother's Day. Have you ever snap and kill their spouse? Show them True TV, I think. Your link.
Is she breaking
up? To watch more with Schmoop.
Yeah, a little bit.
What'd you say?
Audio's breaking up there.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Just I don't want to give away the woman's secret.
I'll tell you what, though, Sherry, we do have one question we haven't asked you yet.
Oh, yeah.
What are you wearing?
Nothing exciting. Jeans, slippers, and a sweatshirt.
Could you lie?
Yes.
Are they fuzzy slippers?
You know what?
What?
I purposely didn't say underwear because you would ask me what color they are.
Yeah, of course we would.
Which I would be. Do you know what the reply would be?
What? None.
What color is wet?
Oh!
Yeah. That was a prank we used to get back in the day.
Uh-huh. And I couldn't get to it fast enough, but...
Yeah, I blocked you on that one.
Yeah.
Just like the old days. Yep. That's all I got.
That's about all we got. Well, all we had was 20 minutes ago. That's why we called you.
I know, I figured as much. Yep. And that's okay.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I can tell. Actually, my next call is going to be when I'm on the Jumbotron.
Well, you better.
And I'll take a picture. Aaron was on the Jumbotron.
And hold up a big sign that says IWSRadio.com on it, right?
There you go.
Oh, that would be great. I might have to do that.
It would
be.
Because I got a few more Reds games for this year. I reached my quota. I want to do that. That's my goal now.
What's that?
To get that on the Jumbotron.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Well,
sounds like you're making, like, your hands are in macaroni and cheese.
I was making hot dog fajitas. James fired me.
Oh, God. Of course he did.
Well, I'm a very inspiring kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm learning that. I'm excited about it. That's how I'm going to spend my Mother's Day now. And I'll think of Jay when I'm doing it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Very hot. Very
mm-hmm.
hot.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Sherry.
It was nice talking to you and reminiscing locally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I might dig out some of my old memorabilia for you.
Really? You're going to get a lot of stuff out tonight and cry, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A little trip down memory lane tonight. I know how you women are. You'll get all weepy.
It's Mother's Day,
say,
you know.
She's going to
pull out my scrapbook in high school.
She's going to see all these pictures of her and I and go, why? Why?
Oh, what could have been?
Mm-hmm. I'm going down memory lane.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yes, it'll be interesting. I'm going to play Brad in the background just to make it complete.
Play some George Jones while you're doing it.
Yeah. I might do it.
All right.
Get out my Burger Chef wrapper. It's all good. My day is spent.
You can rub it on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
This show has devolved into nothing. But it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Pretty bad when I don't have a rebuttal, but I don't.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I was waiting for something.
Mm-hmm. Some retort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll think of 1.5 hour from now.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Just post it on Facebook. It'll be okay.
That's right. For all the world to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Post a good zinger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that'll be easy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Who's coughing up the lung over there?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Spoken like a true nurse ratchet.
Shut up.
Oh, shoot. Jay, it was nice meeting you finally.
It was nice talking to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that everything that Matt told me about you in private is not true.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Mm-hmm. I think if it was true, you'd be incarcerated. That's how I know he was lying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Matt tries to help me out with folks, especially the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell. Did you in private?
You know, as we're winding up, it's funny how you get on a go.
Mm-hmm. I think I didn't hear you.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said it's funny as we're winding up, you really get going, don't you?
I know, that figures, doesn't it?
I know.
That's the story of my life.
I know.
But it was nice talking to you, gentlemen.
Oh, you too.
Nice
mm-hmm.
talking to you.
And I'll tell you what, Sherry, just for being on the show, I'm going to play you some Gin Blossoms today on Facebook.
Oh, that's a good. I appreciate that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You sound excited.
That will be nice. Huh?
Yeah. You sound excited.
It's going to be when I'm going down memory lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I think that's great. It was convincing, wasn't it?
Yes, it sounds great.
Mm-hmm. I guess I better work on my faking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you two take care.
You too.
All right, nice talking to you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
All right. Best show we've ever done, Jay.
There we go. That's how you entertain people right there.
Stubby Stoneheads.
All right. Well, I think that's it for us.
Oh, no, we got 5 minutes.
Oh, we do?
Where's Katie?
She left a long time ago.
I know. We could. I was kidding.
You ran her off. I'm being mean to her.
What did I do?
I don't know. Some chick named Lala Lali, L-A-L-A-L-A-L-I, tweeted you and me and Katie and said, Katie's the most biggest whore.
Okay.
Winky face. Yeah. So I followed Layla here.
Of course
on Twitter.
You did.
Well, you know, I like to make friends.
Too.
So, there's that.
Yeah.
Should have made some bumper music for Sherry.
I did. I played Bread.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
That's fine. You can use that.
What do you mean we can use that? I played it.
That's okay. It's fine. Oh, Justin in Lexington just tweeted, warning the ladies that he just put on shorts. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if he's anything like me, he should warn them. Because people make fun of my legs.
Yep. Justin, for some reason, thought we still had a set we were on Saturday night.
Yeah, I noticed that last night.
Yeah. I started to say, what are you talking about? We've never been on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, at least we had Sherry today.
That's right.
Didn't have me.
At least Sherry answered. You know, Billy the Kid couldn't answer.
No, Billy
couldn't be bothered.
Answer. Miss... I'll get a message from her 2 hours from now. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
To which I'm going to go, oh, I bet you are. Yes.
Lemonade, come and get your lemonade for sale. Lemonade, come and get your lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See? She could have been here today to listen to that, but she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, everybody, don't forget, check us out, IWSradio.com. Facebook.com/IWSradio. And on Twitter, I'm JAYMAN_IWS.
And I'm MattMan_IWS.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I have to spell it out for people, otherwise they'll type in JMAN.
They still won't get it right, Jay.
Yeah, I know.
And when we post every day on the website, it means the website, not a radio.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Especially where we specifically say over on the IWS website.
Yes.
Today. So,
I'm going to start putting the word in, read.
There you go. Go read this.
Yeah.
Okay. 30
right,
seconds.
Man.
Wrap it up. Good job, Matt Man.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks to Sherry.
Yes. Sherry was the bomb. Bye.
Bye.